morning. Ow.
Oh, my gosh.
I am loud. So, apparently...
I don't think I
can go. Really? Ow. Well, that's fun.
As long as you can hear me. That's good. Can I only hear you on this side?
This is awful.
Yeah.
So, good morning.
Okay, so let's explain what's going on right now.
We got a new board. Ow!
And we have to figure it out. We got a new board. We have to figure it out. This is like 6 o'clock hours our guinea pig.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Ooh, it's so much better.
Right?
What is going on?
I don't know. Mike won. That's what's going on.
Mike won is no bueno.
Except what's crazy is I'm going to have to... Never mind.
I'm going to run the board from over there.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Oh, just starting out the morning. Can't really say.
You guys trying to still figure out that new soundboard?
Yep.
We you guys are. Like it?
Yes.
I don't know yet.
This
hey,
is literally our first time using it.
Faces on that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Steve was calling it in and you were, I guess, dancing?
I was dancing. I
had jumping up and down for something.
The new board!
Probably for the new board.
Yeah, I can tell you guys we're real excited for that.
Yes, we still are. We're still figuring it out, though. How you doing, Matthew?
Good, good. Last night I went to that open house of Volcano Vista.
Ah, yes.
It went very well, and I bought myself a, what's it called?
Sweatshirt.
Hoodie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hoodie sweatshirt. I was probably going to send you guys this picture, just it's on my cell phone.
Please do.
Yeah, I will. It's at studio@mysecradio.com.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll just send it to you guys so you guys can see it. It's also available on my Instagram account.
Sweet.
If you were to go there. Hey, did you guys notice you guys won my shout-out contest?
Your shout-out contest?
No.
it was on my Instagram page this last weekend.
Oh, you had a shout-out contest.
I didn't know you had a contest on your Instagram.
I don't even know what that means.
It's something that most of my other friends are doing. I'm like, outside, give it a try.
And we won.
No one would do it. So I thought, hey, let's just go pick the most funniest people in town.
That's so sweet.
So you chose Buck and Dex. Awesome.
The first time, and I'm like, you know what? I have to do Steve O'Mitt.
That was like a pity pick. You picked us out of pity.
Oh,
but you guys
wow.
are so good to me. You know, I mean, that's what I really appreciate.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Can we play a song for you?
Oh, certainly. This morning, you guys could please play. Let's see here. House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Boom! Can do.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matthew
Talk
from Albuquerque.
Tomorrow. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Well, this is fun.
This is fun. Happy 6/13, Tuesday, January 29th. My sister had a baby.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me all about it in extensive detail.
Well, first, do you want, like, from the very beginning?
I'm gonna keep finagling with this. This is the worst.
I know. Okay. Well, you can finagle.
Dexter just texted me, and it's true. He really did win a few weeks ago. So he really did pick them first. I was being funny, but apparently we really are second fiddle. Which is weird because you really only need one fiddle. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What does
okay.
second fiddle even
okay,
mean?
Can we talk about
That's
the fiddle?
Stupid
can we talk about the fiddle that was on Fiddler on the Roof?
No, I've never
that
seen
that dude
it.
Just like creeps in. You've never seen it? Okay, so it's
I've
this,
never seen it. No.
So this dude creeps in like the entire time and he starts playing the fiddle, but he has nothing to do with any of the story and he's completely useless. I've only seen it once though, so.
You've only seen Fiddler on the Roof once? Is this weird?
Yes, I don't
I'm
going to
keep running back over
yeah,
here.
Please go over there.
This is terrible.
I know. Oh, hang up the phone. There you go.
Sorry.
It's cool.
So, we got a new soundboard.
And
big, big thanks to everybody who helped us.
But now we have to figure it out. We have to acquire knowledge now.
Yeah. Now we have to figure out why I can't use my mic.
And you only come in on the left channel.
Yep. Pretty much.
Whatevs.
Pretty much. So, anyways, it is Tuesday morning. It is New Music Tuesday coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
T-minus 45 minutes.
Yeah. So, be prepared for that because it's going to creep up on you. You're going to be like, I miss New Music Tuesday.
And then we're going to say, oh, well, sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
We told you. Just like that. So.
You get to keep talking.
I don't know. Got a great show planned for you today. Okay.
Really, what'd you plan?
Okay, I found the craziest story. Okay, they have made it possible to have labor simulations for men in I think it's like in Denmark or something.
What?
Yeah, okay, so.
It's called kidney stones.
No.
Oh.
Okay, I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm going to watch it. They literally, I want to talk about this later, not now.
Okay, all right.
I'm so excited that this is possible for men to feel.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This pain.
I've always wondered. No, not at all, actually.
Oh, you've always wondered, and you'll find out.
All right. Well, we're going to play Matthew from Albuquerque's request. Shout out to him. Who else can we shout out to first, actually?
No, we already you just shouted out.
Yeah, that's
already.
True. Too late.
It's too late. You messed up.
All right. Too late to apologize.
What else? You ready?
21 Pilots. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
She asked me, son, when...
Unifier. Lock the light in. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. Happy 626.
Ooh, 626!
Yes.
Does that mean it's two snooze day? I can't even say it.
It's two snooze day.
You do news every morning at 6:30.
Oh, do we?
Except it's like, yeah.
Two snooze day.
Started with Wed News Day.
Yes.
And it's just kind of been carrying on ever since.
Yes. Two's news day. I'm ready.
You can count on that around 6:30 every single weekday. I don't know if you can count on it, but it'll happen. Ready?
Oh, sure. The Puppy Bowl is this Sunday. It's estimated that the family dog is the cause of at least 150 family arguments in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the money they spend on their dog, 56% is for food and treats. 2001 was the first year that pet cats outnumbered pet dogs in the U.S. These are just all random facts about dogs, apparently, and cats. Every president since Harry Truman has owned a dog at some point while living in the White House.
This is the worst news
Police
ever.
Police dogs have been used since the early 1800s.
That's it?
No. No, it's not. What else do I have? The love hormone.
Oh, man.
Here's something to keep in mind as we approach Valentine's Day. A simple hug can save your life. Experts say oxytocin, or what they call the love hormone, increases during a hug, causing a calming effect. In fact, the effects from one hug in the morning last throughout a tough work day.
Wow.
Give your friends a hug. Greet each other with a holy hug.
Wow.
I don't have anything else. That was literally it.
This is horrible. That's it?
No, hold on. I can read something else. I didn't pre-read it. I don't want to. Oh, I can't read that one.
Wow.
Is putting your Super Bowl ad on YouTube before the big game a good idea? It is if you want to get more views for your video. According to YouTube's research, ads that ran online before the Super Bowl last year got 9 million views on average.
Wow.
Those who waited, 1.3 million.
8 million people less watched it if they waited until after the Super Bowl?
That sucks for them, yeah.
That's insane.
Probably like, wasn't it the Volkswagen commercial with Darth Vader? Wasn't that one of them?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the little
kid. I feel
kid,
like that was years
Darth
ago.
That was last year.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it totally was.
I'm pretty sure that was a few years ago.
Maybe two, but okay. I'm pretty sure it's only one.
All right.
That was me.
That was your news.
I have birthdays.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Wow, you're on it today.
My nephew was born this morning. Happy birthday to my nephew.
Literally.
Birthday. Happy birthday to Tom Selleck.
Yes, 62.
68.
No way.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I want to wish a very happy birthday to the scary Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh, 57.
Nine.
59?
Yeah.
Ah. Gonna get one of these days.
To Heather Graham.
38.
43.
No, she's 43.
Yeah.
She's so old.
Steamer! That is rude. That is rude.
But it's Heather Graham.
43. You'll be 43 in less than 10 years.
Oh, man. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah. And then Adam Lambert. That's all I have.
26.
31. Oh. It's all the makeup he wears.
Maybe.
But makes him look younger.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
All right.
Wait, what's today? January 29th?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone with a birthday.
And happy birthday to you, and happy New Year birthday as well.
Justin Timberlake's birthday is coming up. We'll celebrate that one in a few days.
How do you know this?
Yesterday was Joey Fatone's birthday from NSYNC.
Wow.
And okay. Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys.
Stop talking.
In a few days, Justin Timberlake, he'll be bringing sexy back.
Oh, man, we are half an hour away from New Music Tuesday. We actually got three local submissions just last night.
Last night, so...
So we have a ton of music to get to. We will get to that right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Right now it's Voda. The song's called Bye Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Modern Post. Before the Throne.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
It is 6:40. This morning is flying by.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Good.
It is.
Good. We've got New Music Tuesday coming up in 19 minutes. Ah, yes. It's called Dig It or Bury It, where you get to pick all the new music. Tell us what you think. In fact, we got three local submissions just yesterday. So we'll go through that. Speaking of digging or burying.
Uh-huh.
Tokyo! You know Tokyo.
Japan?
You know Tokyo? They have a reputation for crazy dining. High-end dining.
Do they?
Yeah. Sushi? Hello?
Oh, yeah, like the live?
They eat some interesting stuff. One of their latest menu items is making headlines right now. According to Japanese Rocket News, it's a website that has sampled the menu for, oh man.
Tell me.
It's a French establishment.
Let me see.
In Tokyo. Le Quelle. Le. Le Quelle.
Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas. Ah, ne quittez pas. Which means.
Please don't leave.
Please don't leave. That's actually the name of the restaurant. They're serving a dirt course.
Mm.
Get it? Coarse?
It's
like
coarse.
Dirt.
Because it's dirt is coarse. Like, that was lame.
What would you be willing to pay for a dirt course?
Well, where did this dirt come from?
The moon. I just made that up. I don't know.
Is it off of someone's famous land?
I wish I knew. They report that the dirt contains coffee grinds and palm fiber. They didn't say where it is. I'm trying to... Someone... Oh, wait. No. Here it is. It's called Kurosuki. Kurosuki. There's no Tsuki. It's just Suki, right?
Tsuki.
Kurosuki. Right?
Yes. I'm saying yes. I
watched a lot of Godzilla movies.
I watched Karate Kid.
It's volcanic ashes mixed with soil and plants from the Kanto district in Japan. That doesn't make it any better for me. Apparently, they say it has good bacteria, healthy minerals, and it's natural and pure for $110.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me repeat that.
Okay, hold on.
$110.
And it's mostly dirt. You know, some people really need their source of iron. Like, that's why kids eat it.
Ne quittez pas. Is that what it is?
Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas. This is a restaurant.
Please don't leave.
It's a potato starch and dirt soup. Salad with dirt dressing.
Dirt dressing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oriental clams with a top layer of sediment.
What?
A dirt risotto with sautéed sea bass.
That sounds amazing.
Dirt gratin?
Gratin.
Oh, static.
Hello.
Hello.
Dude, I've had plenty of these when I was a kid.
Yeah, and it was $110 cheaper.
The creme du dirt. I've had all kinds of that stuff. So
yeah, dude.
This guy is nothing new.
Dirt du jour.
Dude.
I'm telling you, dirt pies.
Yeah,
dirt
mud pie, bro. That's the way to roll.
I don't know if I made those.
A mud pie? Who are you?
Are you kidding me? What kind of kid were you? You lived in the wilderness?
Gosh.
Yeah, we had better things to do.
Loser. I'm just kidding.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's totally nasty. And do you ever watch that Andrew Zimmern?
No.
No.
But you ever seen that Bizarre Foods?
No.
Oh my god, dude, you haven't seen Sugarman or Bizarre Foods?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're obsessed with foods, bro.
Sugarman.
Sugarman, searching for Sugarman and food. He's all about food.
I heard some.
Yeah, you gotta. It's on the Travel Channel.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Pool Boy from Christmas.
What? Sugarman. I heard something about that. What is that?
Yeah, Pool Boy, when he called in yesterday.
Okay. What the heck is Sugarman?
So here's the thing. Dirt.
Mmm.
I wasn't done, man. Dirt Grotten. Oh,
okay, what's...
Dirt ice cream? Huh?
No.
According to the Rockin' News investigation, despite appearing dirty, none of the dishes actually tasted like dirt. Every single one of these dishes were described as delicious. Divine. Go ahead.
People are kind of pushing the envelope with food. Like, I remember when they started putting bacon in everything, and I was really weirded out. And then I tried it, and I was like, okay, bacon ice cream. Sounds good
to
me.
Gross, dude.
Okay, bacon donut. I really like that, too.
I do, too, actually. I'm
like,
down with that.
Weirded out by bacon with sweet things. But I don't think the world is ready for dirt.
Here's the thing. I remember back when bottled water became huge, and I was making fun of everybody because it was like, dude.
You put water in a
water.
Bottle and you're paying for
you
it.
You get water from your sink. I mean, come on. And now I'm like, hey, do you guys have bottled water? Yeah, I'll take a bottled water. Yeah, none of that tap stuff. I'll take bottle. And so it's like,
want to know something really funny?
I'll have a little shot of grass wheat stuff and with a side of dirt, please. Yeah. No, I realize I can get that in my backyard.
Have you ever had a wheatgrass shot?
Once. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I ever actually tried it because I went in there to get it, but it smelled like lawnmower.
So you've never tried it?
I don't think I've ever tried it.
It smells like grass.
Bleh.
And it tastes like grass.
Yeah, no, that's gross, dude. I think I walked in there once with somebody because they were like, no, dude, you gotta try it.
No. Yeah.
I think I smelled it and freaked out and said, no.
You need to try it.
It smells like dirt. It smells like lawnmower.
So it's good for you. Try it.
It's good for you. See, that doesn't make it tasty to me. Like, that's all I've ever heard is how great it is for your body.
Okay, well, you keep eating your double filet-o fish and see what happens.
Delicious.
Get your
this is so delicious.
What did I just say? Get your double filet-o fish.
Yeah.
Nasty doubled filet-o fish.
I know. That's okay.
No, it's not,
so
actually.
The big question people are asking is whether or not we'll see dirt on U.S. menus or if it's even safe.
Oh, see, that's important.
How about this quote? Dirt isn't regulated for human consumption, so it's hard to know the effects it would have on a person, says a Washington, D.C.-based registered dietitian.
Dietitian.
Yeah, that. Food gets its nutrients from soil, but one does not eat the actual soil. What's more, countries have different safety regulations. People in Scotland eat sheep brains, but that's not allowed in the U.S. So, yeah.
What? Okay, why do they do that, too? Why isn't it allowed?
Why isn't it allowed?
Yeah.
Makes you crazy.
I
actually have no idea.
Like Hannibal status.
Protoleaf says their soil is safe to consume, but is it safe to eat by American standards? That's the question she has. We don't know because we don't really know what's in it. So, for example, the soil contains, think about this, toxins.
I know.
Glass. Rocks.
Well, okay, glass. What is glass made out of? Quick, what's glass made out of? Dirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Then how can you see through it?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
It's just something I learned as a child.
But it's so clear and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
I wouldn't believe that. I just learned it as a child, and now I'm repeating it as an adult. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
Sweet.
I'll look it up for you.
It's just before 7 o'clock. Coming right back. We've got New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of music to get to, including 3 local submissions. We've got some Nashville submissions.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be all over the place. I'm not going to say it's going to be good. It's going to be something.
Something.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be good.
It is.
Because we're going to be here.
And we'll do that. Also, right back with the almost dirty and left out, huh?
Dirty and left out.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Well, all right.
It's about dang time.
It is.
I was really
wrong. Good morning.
I say that a lot, and I always regret it after I say it, because it doesn't make any sense.
It's New Music Tuesday.
It is.
Welcome to the show.
What?
I'm excited.
Are you so excited that you spoke French?
We had so many submissions, I don't even know if we're going to get to them all in the hour.
Oh, we might. We'll see.
We got a bunch of local submissions, we got a bunch of Nashville submissions, and we got a bunch of, well, just stuff to premiere and showcase for your listening pleasure.
Oh, good. Let's start here.
Okay.
I just pointed to one.
Do you have any idea what any of them sound like? You just kind of want to do, yay, let's go here.
I've heard this one.
All right. So we got a few local submissions. These guys actually, hometown, Los Angeles.
Ooh.
But it was submitted to us by Jonathan from So Say We All. He says he put in the submission because they booked an all-ages show for these guys.
Nice.
Along with Gozier, Jenny Wren, and So Say We All on March 10th. And he's a fan.
That's exciting. So he says,
give him a shot before the show. Bio's on their Facebook page. The band is called The Material.
I tagged someone, so hopefully it's them.
Could be them. Facebook.com/TheMaterialMusic. You know. Song's called Let You Down, and hopefully it doesn't.
They need to be careful with those names.
Yep. So here it is. Dig It or Bury It for New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Just kidding, this is Chad.
I'm like, this is not the material.
So they're not in the right order. Lies!
Lies. Try again. Is it number one then?
I guess. Unless the producer person who gave it to Maiden do it correctly.
That sounds more like it.
How do you know?
That's what I expected.
This is the worst. So embarrassing. So it's New Music Tuesday, and we get a bunch of local artists, and then we get a big old CD of all the stuff, and we got three tracks that are new artists. So how do you know this one's the right one?
Do you want me to check on my phone?
No, I don't want you to check on your phone.
I'll check on my phone. I get all the emails to my phone. For you, I'll do this, okay? That's one and only time.
Dig It or Bury It for New Music Tuesday. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. I got good news.
So do I.
This is not the material.
No, it's not.
The song was not called Let You Down.
Which is good because it totally did.
This song is called Dollface by go ahead.
Kalima.
Kalima. They love like rock climbing gyms and they're from Boston.
Yes.
I'm a Kalima.
That's so funny. I think it's actually maybe Kalima. Kalima is the culmination of years of wondering what is wrong with the music scene these days.
Yeah, bandmates of failed metal bands came together and said, let's do this. And they're actually bringing their style to Albuquerque. So there you go. Dig It or Bury It.
You keep listening to this because we totally messed up our Facebook for four seconds.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know. Dig It or Bury It. That would be Kalima.
Kalimas.
Or Kalima.
I think it's probably Kalima.
Yeah, probably. All right, you ready to actually play the material?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
This track is called Let You Down, which we thoroughly have done so far this morning. So, got a new board. Mic's not working.
It's very interesting morning.
Everything's set up weird. If you're checking the webcam, yeah, it's crazy in here right now.
This song is really called Let You Down, right?
Yeah.
It's like not a joke.
For real. No, true story. Ready?
Yeah.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Material.
That was them.
That was their material. The band's called The Material. Let You Down, hailing from L.A. Got that submission from Jonathan Anderson from So Say We All. He put in the submission because they're actually coming to town and playing a gig with So Say We All.
That's
so
exciting. I'm sure you can find out all their information.
I'm sure.
At their
you linked it.
I sure did.
So what do we got? We got two comments from band members from So Say We All Who Dig It.
Yes, I'm just kidding. No. You know what? Okay, can we talk about New Music Tuesday at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
So it's at 7.
Uh-huh.
We're trying this out.
We thought we'd try it out because normally we got a lot of phone calls and or emails at 7, and you guys have never been allowed to be involved.
I don't know what that is.
A fart noise?
That's what it is.
Okay. That's what that is.
Okay, so I can put that as not spam.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a not dig. So apparently, a lot of nopes.
No dig.
But they're coming with, so say we're all just kidding. All right, final local submission. This one actually coming from Chad.
Who?
Good dude.
He is actually moving to Tennessee.
Tennessee?
With the Paloma girls.
Yeah.
Well, not with them, but with them. That makes sense. If that makes sense.
Oh, man. Dig it or bear it. It's Chad Barella.
Steve-O and Mitch.
And the morning.
Static Radio.
Chad Barella is the man.
He
and
is.
The song is Seasons of Life.
That's what it's called.
There you go.
Good morning. New Music Tuesday right now.
Yeah, local submission from Chad Barella.
And let's see. Well, it got 4 likes. Do those all count as digs?
I would assume so.
And Dominic says, dig it, keep it. Thebes says, excellent. Creepy Caleb says, I freaking love this guy. So cool. All the way to China with this one. John says Barry, and Ryan says boring, but actually put zzz, but then it just means sleeping, and so I can't say that.
So does that mean that he was bored, or does that mean that he missed New Music Tuesday because he was still sleeping?
You know what?
That's can't gauge that.
That's a good question. Okay, hold on, we have more.
Oh, okay.
People actually posted this time, as soon as Facebook works! Come on.
I'm going to lay down until you're ready.
Yeah, could you? It'd be really helpful right now. Look what happened. I didn't do this.
You broke it.
I didn't do this. Just
okay, people liked it. We're moving on. We got a lot of music to get to this morning anyways. Hey, by the way, it's 7:15, which means...
There is construction work. Unsure between McMahon and Bandelier. There's snowy and icy conditions.
Yeah, there are.
And all throughout Albuquerque.
Apparently. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Everywhere.
I must have missed that. Or just missed... the campus, because there's nothing here. And it's not even cold. Road construction, left lane is closed. Central between Airport and 65th Street. There's also that crazy construction on Central and Coors. And, hold on. Accident, Lomas at Louisiana. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And it is New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of new music to get to. Man,
let's do it.
Of new music. So we're going to start scooting through some of this. We did local stuff. I was going to hit national stuff, but we got one more quote-unquote local artist that I thought I would put in first,
okay.
Actually. Because these guys are... Well, they're local because they live here. And they're very not local at the same time. But
Aren't they really famous in Japan?
Actually, yes.
That's what I heard. Okay.
which is hilarious. So we played a song from them last week that was like,
maybe.
And I talked to Joe and it was like, hey, this song, we're thinking about this song, And so we thought we'd test a different song.
I think it's a good idea.
The band is The Echoing Green. The song is Crybaby. From their latest record in Scarlet and Vile. Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Okay.
Oh, are you done? Oh,
yeah.
Thebes nailed it.
Random Hero. Song called Freak Show. Did he say it sounds like Crappy Skillet?
Oh, he didn't need to use the word crappy.
Oh.
He just said, sounds like a lot like Skillet, not a fan.
It sounds like a poor man's Skillet, yeah.
Yeah. Totes.
Random Hero.
See, what else do people say?
Freak Show, you can tell us what you think, but TJ on this one,
and
it doesn't matter.
It really, yeah. So it kind of depends.
Yep.
Well, no, it doesn't depend. It doesn't depend because does it fit the format? Answer. Does it fit the format?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we don't have to worry about it not mattering because it does matter.
Number two, this one from Remedy Drive.
Oh, okay.
We've played these guys before.
Yeah.
Song's called Make It Bright. I don't think they say it like that when they're... Hey, guys!
Hey, guys! This song's called Make It Bright.
It's Remedy Drive.
Hope you enjoy.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Remedy Drive. Make It Bright.
And they did. What's the next song?
Stop it right now. It's New Music Tuesday. You tell us whether you dig it or bury it. Not Mitch.
That's not fair. I have a say.
You do have a say. Let's get to some of the comments, and then you can share yours.
Brian says, dig it. Angela says, dig it. Bill says, an emphatic yes. John says, dig. Thebe says, there's like three walls of sound here. I like that. They are heading in the right direction. Not sure if the vocals are there yet. I'll give it a half dig.
Okay.
Can you do that?
And you what do you what do you say?
He said, this is great for a different station.
Yeah, I was on the fence, so I don't know.
No worries. I'm here for you. This is great for a different station.
That's why we do New Music Tuesday. I want to know what you guys think.
Because it's not bad. I just was done.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of artists' submissions, and it's hard to weed through them all. And the sad but good but sad part is these are really like the best of what we get.
Mm.
So I shouldn't say sad. It's just...
We just have to go searching.
So last band from the Nash Vegas scene.
Nash Vegas.
Yes. The band's called Voda. We've played them.
We just played them this morning.
We did for about a minute and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a brand new track from them. It's called Blame Me.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yes. Steve Owen Mitch, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Or don't. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Bill says, sounds like Voda. And I think Casey said, poo. I think it was Casey that said that. I'm not even looking at it anymore.
Are we just moving on then?
Yes.
We have a few more to get to. And these ones came from random indie dudes who said, hey, bro, I got a suggestion.
All right.
You got to check out this band.
Will do.
I said, all right.
All right.
Yeah, man, you guys trying to... go like indie and different. You got to check this out.
That's right.
I said, all right.
Do they talk like that? Why do they talk
I guess,
like that?
I don't know.
In a jazz.
Because they're all indie scene. Underground. They're different.
Oh, they talk like that.
Yeah. Hey, man.
No, that's your voice that you use for The Wire.
All right.
You hepcats.
So, we got three more for you.
Okay.
The first dude, you may have heard of his name before. David Martell.
Mm-hmm.
He or his brother or somebody auditioned to do something, and it was like Queen and had something to do.
Oh, it was on Ellen. I don't even know. I love watching Ellen. Yeah, he was on Ellen.
So, whatever.
He was on Ellen.
So, his name is David Martell, and I want to know what you think about this one. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. David Martell, song called Winter.
Some of his favorite pastimes. Winter. Spooning.
Spooning.
Not caring if he's spooning. Random.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. I don't know.
Brian says dig. TJ says, did he just say spooning? Bury.
Really, TJ? Aren't you married?
Don't you spoon?
Come on. Married people spoon. Static.
Good morning.
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 I don't know if this is really an endorsement, but that was the first thing you played this morning I haven't turned down.
Okay.
Okay.
We got two more that hopefully you won't turn down.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Doesn't care.
She's all right.
John says, bleh, Barry. Nate says, this is putting me to sleep. He's talented, but boring me, Barry. Megan says, did he just say he doesn't care if he is spooning?
I love how multiple people, it was like, all right, wait, spooning?
Long walks on the beach and spooning. Just saying. Bill says, I dig over time. He said he would dig.
Okay.
I would dig over time. So we have to let it kind of grow on people.
Maybe.
It's like
I don't know.
Acquired taste.
It's like mold. It just grows on you over time.
Gets better.
Yes.
No, it's like cheese. Moldy cheese.
Yes, there you go.
Gets better over time. There you go. Creepy Caleb says, dig so hard. That's what he says.
Oh, creepy.
Thebes, I like the sound, but I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right.
And I said that.
Yeah.
I already said that.
You did, actually.
So.
All right.
I said it first, Thebes. What now?
It is New Music Tuesday, premiering some of the new stuff. Wow.
Someone else said, lost me at spooning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, next.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let's go here.
Okay.
The band is called Over the Ocean. You know, a couple of these actually, you know, wondering where we got some of these from. We had sent something out to Charlie Peacock. Remember Charlie Peacock?
Yes.
Okay. Sent him a Facebook thing saying, hey man, I know you've been working on stuff out there. What's some cool different stuff that's going on, in your neck of the woods that we could try out? And, the last track actually, he had a hand in. So I'm kind of excited for that one. I haven't really given it a solid listen, so. This should be fun, but this band,
hopefully it's okay.
Similar vein, same way we found this band. They're called Over the Ocean. It's from the record Paper House. The song's called Something I Was Not. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The band is Over the Ocean. Something I Was Not. Which is on time for traffic.
There's an accident on Lomas in Louisiana. Road construction, the right lane is closed. Candelaria.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I don't want to do this.
I believe in you, Mitch.
There's road construction, the right lane is closed. Candelaria East between 10th and 12th Street. There's also more construction work. Coors between Gonzales and Bluewater. And a lot more construction. Ramp restrictions at I-25 and Avenida Cesar Chavez. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Caught up in the middle of New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, I really liked the last one, but I like some of the other ones that just belong in another radio station. I think it's because I'm, like, way older, and they sound like something from my era.
You're way awesome.
But, you know, I pretty much listen for the talk part because you guys are seriously funny.
So what you're saying is that we should stop playing music.
There you go.
No, your music's fine. I just listen from, you know, until 10.
There you go.
Are too funny, but you know, I'm the music. Your music is like growing on me like the mold.
Oh,
see, that's what we're doing.
It's like a nice blue cheese.
I'm older. I'm sorry, but
don't
hey,
apologize.
It's too late.
There's wisdom and maturity with age.
Oh, I was just saying it was too late to apologize.
Yeah. Thanks, Karen.
No, it's goodbye.
All right, 505-338-3700. The phone number. We have one more.
Okay, am I not reading any of this?
Go ahead, Over the Ocean.
Brian says dig. JD says a little repetitive, but I dig.
Okay.
Thebe says sure, whatever.
Yeah.
John says, what was that, Barry? And Bill says, produced by Charlie. Pretty good.
Not that one.
Charlie Sorry. Peacock.
Yeah, Charlie Peacock. That would be this one. The one we're getting to.
Okay.
He submitted some like names. Hey, you guys should check these guys out. Hey, you should check these guys out. Hey, I really enjoy these guys. Hey, this guy, fantastic. This is the one that I saved it for last. It's still not necessarily like, I saved the best for last, because let's be honest, this week?
Meh.
Yeah. If you would like to make better music and submit it, you can do so at mystaticradio.com. Under the locals rules section, we get submissions. We play them all.
It's true. We do. At least half the song.
We try. We go for as long as we can endure.
But we just worry that maybe this is the time one person, the first time one person is tuning in, and we're like, that we don't want them to. No, it's not us. Yeah. It's a joke.
The dude's name is Matthew Perryman Jones. This is from his record Land of the Living. The song's called Stones from the Riverbed. Check it out. New Music Tuesday. Dig it or bury it. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Matthew Perryman Jones. Record's called Land of the Living. That's where you find that song. Stones from the Riverbed.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chrissy says, dig.
Yeah, I know.
All caps.
She's a fan.
All caps.
We found these. We found him in, I think, like nonstop Spotify with this guy for her.
Good stuff. Let's see. Brian says, dig. Bill says, his name is enough for a dig. And the song, too. Kelson says, that's it. I can't stay awake. I'm going back to bed now.
Well, fine. Go.
Whatever. I don't know what that means, all right? We don't even know what that means.
It just means that she's bored.
No.
Or she's tired. Or she stayed up really late. It has nothing to do with the show. She was just complaining. That's what girls do.
You don't know that.
Unless Kelson's the dude in the photo.
They need to stop. I was wondering if you're digging a hole just now.
Speaking of digging.
TG says, go on. And Thebe says, yep. Anything else?
That's it. I don't mean anything else. It's 7:55.
On your side, get any text messages saying, I love this song.
Dave the drummer, Dave said, is this U2?
Ah, okay. I don't listen to U2, so.
And then my wife, who took time to also post on Facebook, you know, said the same thing. Our dear friend Paul in Houston says, Chamomile Tea sponsors this song.
Dang it.
Yeah.
That's what John says. Thanks for putting me to sleep before I go into work. Barry. Jeez, guys.
We'll remedy that. Coming right back. We got to take a quick break. We got some Ez Cities Burn. We got some Mute Math, some House of Heroes. It's coming up. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Freaks!
I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Losing my mind.
Do not lose your mind. I cannot deal with that right now.
MyStaticRadio.com, get there. If you missed the webcam.
Oh, well, it's over.
Adri just came in here. Our wonderful midday host.
Yes.
And the events coordinator around these parts. Gearing up for prom 2013. That's right. Not supposed to talk about it, but I'm going to tease it anyway.
Just a little tiny bit.
Prom's coming up, guys.
And we may have gotten some of the coolest props ever.
Ever, dude. This year's theme is going to be amazing. And if you were on the webcam, you happen to see said things. I'm not going to really give it away just yet. But that was the raddest hoverboard I've ever seen from Back to the Future, too.
And that hat was pretty awesome, too.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. Marty McFly's hat. No, it's not Back to the Future theme. However.
Why didn't we do that?
Dude.
Why didn't we do that?
It's, man, Paul in Houston. Does Adri also have the sports almanac?
Oh, that's funny.
I wish.
See, what's cool is that I've seen that movie enough to know that what he's talking about.
Ah.
Usually I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But I get it.
It is Tuesday morning. Hello. Welcome to it.
After 8 o'clock now.
Yeah, for those of you tuning in for New Music Tuesday, you missed it.
You missed it. Maybe not next week, though.
Remember last week how it was 7 o'clock?
What are we doing for next week?
This week, 7 o'clock. Next week, we're going to mess everybody up and go back to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Just because that's how we do.
Yeah. We're not really consistent about anything.
Yeah, no, you know. What are you going to do?
Okay, I want to talk about something.
All right. Are you going to talk about this video?
Yes.
Okay. This is the oddest thing. I don't even know how to feel.
So, I'm not going to post the video. It is all in, like, Swedish. Or something. I don't know. I don't know what they
Finnish.
Speak. Something. So, and I don't know what they're saying. And
Pig Latin.
It's weird. It's Pig Latin. That's what it is. That's why I can't understand it. But people in Denmark or somewhere overseas where they speak a different language.
You're the best news reporter ever. Hold on just a sec. Oh, yeah.
They have figured out how to make men understand the pains of childbirth.
That's right.
They have... this is so bad. They have... hooked up. Do you remember those things back in the early 90s? It was like, you can work out and you don't even have to work out. And it was like the simulators for your abs.
Oh, dude.
And it like.
I put one of those on my. I can't remember if it was my ab or my arm once. And it just like locks everything up.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So but that's supposed to be working you out. And it, obviously it's not good for you. Like,
right.
Eventually they're like, don't do that. It's not okay. Well, they
unless you're simulating childbirth.
And that is what they're doing over somewhere else where they don't speak English.
Here's what I don't know. Why would they want to do that?
Because some people just want to know what it feels like. Because they complain, you know, like women. Okay, women, we complain so much. It can't hurt that bad. What? Contractions? What does that even... What is it?
As a husband of a beautiful wife who has bore three of our three children. Mm-hmm. We have three children that I've seen her take out. I've seen and watched.
And she.
I will never, ever, 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 ever belittle that.
Okay, and some people just want to know what they're going through. Because you have...
I also
have,
don't hold on, ever...
Hold on.
Ever,
you
ever,
have side cramps, but you don't really understand. Like,
no,
what,
I don't want to go through that.
What contractions are. They're like, I don't even know what contractions are.
Right.
They're I guess they're amplified cramps. So what people have to do is they...
So these people are actually simulating.
Yes, they went to the doctor.
For men.
Yes, and so they hooked up those things that look like the thing back in the 90s.
The thing that looked like the thing. You know, the thing.
The thing.
From the 90s, that thing.
It's like a machine.
Right, that thing.
That thing in the 90s.
Hold on, breaking news. Oh, this is so
people
official.
People have hooked up the thing that looks like that thing from the 90s.
Right, that thing.
Where it makes your abs get stronger, but it's not for your abs to get stronger. It's for people to find out what it feels like to have a baby.
Tell us more, Susie. No?
They were in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And so people want to know, what does it feel like to give birth or to have contractions? And what is this pain that they're going through?
Who are these people? Who are like, two, I just really want to know what that feels like.
Two guys.
Hey, could you punch me in the gut?
Let me.
And then just help make me cramp up and...
What I noticed from the video is that it just looked like two guys who probably got paid some cash to...
Scream in a video?
Yeah. No. No, to
oh,
be
I, if
pain.
They were paying me, I mean...
okay, no big deal.
No biggie.
So, what are some things that you wish the opposite sex could just experience just once?
Be oh, like,
this is what you're going
through.
This is what I had to go through.
That's where this you're is... going with this topic.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't talk about it with you beforehand.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
So, these people chose childbirth, like labor pains, contractions.
Okay, I really want my husband to experience this. So these doctors hooked him up to some crazy machines and simulated the contractions.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You said that a lot better than I ever could have.
Right.
I don't know if this is okay, but I think it's really funny.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. Thankfully, it's 8:15, which means time for traffic.
When do I tell you that it's loading? It's loading. Don't worry. It's going to take a while.
You got this. I believe in you. Best news reporter ever.
The left lane is closed on Lead between West... Oh, my gosh. Lead Avenue west of Broadway. And there's more construction. The left lane is closed central between Airport and 65th Street. And it looks like there's a disabled vehicle on Paseo East at Coors. It's Paseo del Norte. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And we're talking about... Really? Oh, man. Dennis Storm and Valerio Zeno.
Oh, it's Dutch.
Yeah, they're hosts of a Dutch TV show, Guinea Pigs.
Huh. Ah.
So there it goes.
So I want to be a guinea pig.
You know, if you had just read the story,
I didn't read the story. I just watched the video and was like, that is awesome. Yeah. And I printed the story and never read it.
They underwent electrosimulation of labor pains to see for themselves what it felt like. They had four electrodes strapped to their abdomens and over a two-hour period were administered intermittent electrical shocks to simulate contractions.
Right.
So that they could understand...
What it's like.
I think that, here's
would
a,
you do
on, a
it?
On a serious note, would I do that? Maybe not. I don't know.
Why?
But I do think perspective changes are always good because it's easy for us on the outside to look at a situation and judge something and say, you know what? We need to do, this needs to change, this needs to happen, this needs, but what we never do is look at the heart of the situation and go, why is this happening? What is this? And maybe if you actually took a moment to go through somebody else's pain, you could possibly understand something a little better. I would never, ever, ever want to simulate childbirth for me. No, thank you. That's okay. Static.
At first, the two were able to laugh off the initial pains from the simulated contractions.
Yeah.
But around 4:30, I guess it got really bad. In the end, they seem to have changed their minds. One of them says, it was torture for me. And I don't know if I dare make my wife pregnant. It was so awful.
Well, I got a text from someone that I don't even know if I should share this, so I'm not going to yet.
What
you would like the opposite sex to experience just once? Just like, hey, from your perspective, experiences. Here's what I would like. I would like to put my wife in front of a television, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I would like to blast the television and put, like, these goggles on almost to where she couldn't have peripheral vision. So then I would like to try and tell her a story and see how much of the story she actually retains staring at a TV screen with everything cranked up. Because a lot of times I get in trouble because she'll be telling me something, but I'm staring at a TV or I'm on the computer working on something. And then 2 hours later when I didn't know the story, I get in trouble because I wasn't paying attention. But I'm obviously doing something else. And so I would like her to experience what that would be like if somebody's actually doing something else and they're so engaged in it that they just don't notice everything around them.
And I would like,
I got nothing.
I would like to, on the flip side,
yeah,
someday when someone is asking me a question or telling me an important story or something that I need to know, I would like to just ignore them and not respond and then see how it feels and show them how it feels,
right,
to be ignored and not responded to and then not listen. And then when the situation comes up again later, I'd be like, what are you talking about? I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
So communication. You would like better communication. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning.
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 I don't know if this is really what you're looking for, but...
I have no idea what Mitch is looking,
what you're looking for.
Let's be honest.
But I have always wanted to know what it was like to have the upper body strength of my husband. To be able to just, like, drop and do 10 push-ups. I can barely do... one.
Okay.
Or, you know, I work outside in the yard a lot, taking down little trees and stuff, but when it comes to the really hard thing, I have to go get him.
All right.
And that's frustrating. So
okay.
That's what I wish.
There you go.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I don't have any upper body
strength. 505-338-3700,
you're so
nervous. The phone number. Yeah, because this is crazy. These two Dutch dudes went through simulated childbirth.
Yes, for over a 2 hour period.
But here's the thing. Can I be honest? That's not going through simulated childbirth. That's
okay.
Going through simulated contractions, because the contractions, and I'm not belittling them, those are gnarly. But the actual baby part, you know, the part where the baby has to come out?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's pretty intense.
My sister-in-law just had a baby this morning.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Little boy?
Yes.
Oh.
Little boy.
Oh.
I'm an aunt again.
Right.
I have like 14 nieces and nephews.
Wow, when are you going to start having kids?
That's a funny question.
Yeah.
It's not for now.
How many times have you even bugged about that recently?
Oh,
I'm just saying, come on.
Recently? Only like 1,000 times.
Let's be honest. Everybody else around you is having babies. Your best friend is pregnant.
I know.
Family members are having babies. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, do you want me to have kids?
No.
Okay.
I just know what would happen. I know what that means. I can't have an overly emotional co-host.
Yes,
you just
you
have
can.
To go for 9
oh
months.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you did not. Static.
Okay, so you're talking about over-emotional, right?
Yeah. Heather, where have you been?
Okay, I would love for one day of being a parent for me to not freak out about everything that's going around. And I look over at my husband, and he's like, it'll be good. Whatever. And I'm like, I hate you. You are so relaxed and so tense. And I'm like coming home, and I'm like, Evan seems to have a twitch in his right eye, and he keeps repeating a word over and over again. I don't think that's normal. And he's like, I'll grow out of it. This is not enough.
He'll grow out of it.
He doesn't worry about anything, and I'm just like sitting there. I feel like I'm on a unicycle juggling all day long. Oh my gosh. And
amazing.
He's just sitting there like whittling birds out of wood. I mean, he's just relaxed.
He's like reading the newspaper.
Yeah. He's like on his second glass of cup of coffee, just sitting there. He's like, so I think I'm going to take a jog and then take a shower and head into work. And I'm like, so I don't know if that's a male-female thing or just
like
our personalities, but like
maybe.
I work out everything. And he's always like, it'll work out. And the thing is it always works out. And if it slightly ticks me off,
See, but you gotta just go with that.
No.
You know, you just gotta maybe. Know.
No! If we don't worry, okay. Something will happen. That's my
We don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm like, why aren't you worrying? But you know what? If he does worry. So when I was pregnant with my firstborn, we were stationed in Oklahoma. I was 9 months pregnant. I had an 80-pound lap dog, and my husband's 6'4". And we were stuck in a tiny bathroom closet because we were going through a tornado. And he looked at me, and he was like, wow, this could really end up bad. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're worrying.
See, you need him to stay calm. Maybe it's just that he doesn't want to freak you out more, so maybe on the inside sometimes he's not as calm as he appears to be. However, knowing that you are freaking out enough for both of you, he has to be calm and collected. Trust me, I'm a husband.
It's true. I kind of want to ask him, what's going on the inside, honey?
Nothing.
He's just going to be like, what?
Yeah.
They're
empty tunes.
Yeah, empty. There you go.
So I had to call and share that because I had a crazy morning and I'm like, oh, I'll tell them what.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. We miss you.
Yes, we do.
We miss you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Yay. Heather. There it is. Bye, Heather. She's great.
She is.
So Thebes says he would like the opposite sex to experience logical thinking instead of emotional thinking.
Right.
That's his. Yeah.
No, that would be nice. Sometimes I'm really logical, and then sometimes the emotions just get in the way.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Sometimes. That's cute. Static!
So, I actually don't have a spouse or anything, but I used to work with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And whenever, like, I used to work with, like, 100 kids before and after school. And I would just love for the parents to actually go in there and have to work with a team of 3 people for 100 kids. And
right.
See what their kids do.
Right, right.
Because they have no idea.
Their kids are completely different when they leave.
You don't know every kid's different. Come on.
It's ridiculous. Like, they just have no idea how misbehaved their kids are until they go in there and they see what's going on.
There you go. I like that one. That's a good one.
It is
see,
a good one.
Perspective changes. If you could change somebody else's perspective, how would you do that? I like that. Thanks
exactly.
for the call, man. All right, there it is. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Couple dudes brought to tears.
Yes, over.
They were in pain in the video, screaming. These two guys were hooked up with these electrode patch thingies on their tummies.
To see what it felt like, to see what labor pains
yeah,
actually
Yeah, and over
like.
The course of a few hours, the labor pains, quote-unquote, they just revved up the contractions, and so these dudes went through simulated labor pains.
Yeah.
So we were asking if you could change somebody's perspective, if you could give a shift, if you could make somebody see it a different way, who would it be? How would you do that?
And how would you do it?
Static.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call out for Michelle. I wanted to tell you to stop letting everybody harass you about having kids.
Yeah, see? So you shouldn't have kids. You should stop letting everybody harass you about kids. Just never have kids.
Oh, it's got to be
No. You could have kids, but have them in your own time.
No, see? Don't have kids. Don't have kids.
I am surrounded by nephews. My husband and I, all of our siblings have had boys.
Oh, wow.
And everyone is looking at us to have a girl now.
Yes.
But beyond that, my husband and I have been together for over 9 years. We've been married for 5. This is the longest anybody has ever gone in my family without having a kid after marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like what you do the first year of marriage in my family. And so nobody understands that I want to wait a couple more years. Everyone's like, you have to do it now. And it's like, I'm 25. I will do it when I'm ready.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, see, I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So do not let anybody force you.
I won't. Oh, I won't.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Paul in Houston says, dealing with passive aggression, mood swings, and mind changes on a female level that plummets you into an apathetic void of self-doubt and inadequacy. That's what Ian liked.
Oh.
Either that or for the opposite sex.
What is he saying? Say it.
Letting them experience getting kicked in the yam bag because, dude... I'll tell you what.
Oh, if we're going to go there.
You know what? We're going to move on. The band is Paper Route. Song is Gutter. Works out.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Am I the Enemy? They will be here Tuesday, February 12th, 2 weeks from today at the Lobo Theater.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale right now, $15. It's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken, and it's a show you do not want to miss out on.
Get your tickets, mystaticradio.com.
A show you did want to miss out on, this father, man, as a dad, sometimes, I just signed my kids up for Little League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me all about that. That sounds expensive.
I gotta be honest, it's the first time that our kids have been in a league that wasn't a Christian league. They've done Upward, okay. They did Upward basketball, they've done Upward football, and this year we're rocking Little League, mm-hmm. City. And it was cool because when we were registering, actually, met this dude, George, mm-hmm. super nice guy, he was at the fundraising table.
George.
And he immediately, like, shook my hand and said, hey, listen to you guys, God bless you for what you do. And I was like, yay, okay, cool. Thank you for making me less scared. But then I read stories like this, and then I get scared all over again. Okay. Because parents are crazy when it comes to kids in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the quote-unquote Christian league, there were still the crazy parents. Where a couple times last year, it was like, oh, there's that dad.
Yeah, didn't you almost get dad. Kicked out of a game?
No. That was at a different kind of game, and that was just, I was being funny, and it didn't work out in my favor. I found out very quickly the umpire at Little League games take their job very seriously. And, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't until recently that I learned.
It was a balls and strikes type thing, and I made a comment about something, and,
he turned around.
And he turned around and made a comment back at me. And I thought I was going to have to leave the field. But it wasn't like, I was being sarcastic.
I know what you were being like.
Sadly.
I know what you were being like.
Some dads get really pushy. Some dads, and it wasn't, my kids weren't even playing. I was just there hanging out with Joe because his son was playing.
Right.
And I've seen some dads do some crazy things, but this one I think takes the cake. In Portland, where mm-hmm. people are so calm and collected all the time in hippies.
Yeah.
The Oregonian, it's Portland's TV network, KATU, and a variety of other Oregon outlets, bunch of them, were at this game at Skyview High. And there was an altercation with fans and this son's opponent. And so this dad gets really frustrated and does what all dads do. Wait, no dads. he wrote a message on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is what he said.
Can you read all of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
His kid's school, by the way, Skyview High, was playing Camas High.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
the dad says, quote, Camas fans, worst in the league. I hope someone shoots up their school real soon.
Oh, no.
End quote.
Why would he say that?
Because he's an idiot. I don't know. The Facebook message from this dad started a police investigation.
Yeah.
Because he basically threatened and said he hoped that someone shot up their school. Especially with all that is going on right now in this nation.
What an idiotic comment to
with,
make.
With, you know, gun laws and obviously Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
This awesome. Is happening just last week in Texas, a college. I mean, it seems like it's becoming more and more the norm. Sadly, in the news, you're seeing something that's just horrific and unreal. Yeah. And so this father decides to go on Facebook because he was upset about the way the other team handled themselves. And his son got into an altercation with some of the fans of the other team. And so there it is. Facebook page says, Camas fans, worst in the league. I hope someone shoots up their school real soon.
You know, sometimes you just don't need to air your thoughts and opinions on
a lot
social
of times.
Media.
Oh, yeah, a lot of times.
Or just ever, actually. Not just social media, ever.
So anyone connected with Camas High, obviously immediately were very upset uh-huh. about it. A police investigation was launched into the comment. No charges have been filed against the parent as of yet. But what do you think? 505-338-3700. What should happen to this dad? And more importantly, almost... Why is it that we believe that through social media we can say whatever we want without thinking about
right.
the consequences of our words, because you see some crazy things, and people like air out their dirty laundry. People air out their lives.
Okay,
you
know, my least favorite.
Yeah.
Well, I hate all of it, but I think some of my least favorite is when people start complaining about their job on Facebook.
Oh.
It's like, you know, your boss totally has
right.
a profile,
right?
And whether or not they're your friend, they're going to see this.
And usually what happens is we will then get a story about somebody complaining on Facebook and losing their job.
Yeah, we had a story a while ago
yeah.
about a dude who like stole something and was like, I got away with it, yeah. And then they caught him. And But all of his friends were like, yeah, man, saw you on the news tonight.
It's unreal to me.
Yeah.
So actually, Wednesday, tomorrow, we're going to be talking Wednesday work woes.
Yes.
And a nice way of approaching this situation,
yeah.
because I think people get frustrated and they want to vent. And instead of talking to an accountability partner, instead of talking to a friend, instead of talking to your spouse, instead of talking to your pastor, instead of talking to people in your life, you go throw up the most outlandish things on Facebook and don't think about the repercussion, because this father is in a lot of trouble. His
yes,
son,
he is.
You know, gets into this altercation with, I guess, some of the fans of the other school because... Well, his son was scoring on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he posts on Facebook that he hopes somebody shoots up their school.
Like,
it's unreal to
me. Okay, what happened at that game that could have made him say that? Or is he just a super, like, hot-headed guy?
Right.
Just always angry and speaking out of turn.
Well, he's been handed a no trespass warning by the school district, effectively banning him from stepping foot on any school property in the area. Again, the entire district.
Do you think that's okay?
Do I think it's okay? Yeah, I mean, he didn't threaten. He said, Camas fans, worst in the league. I hope someone shoots up their school real soon. He just said flippantly.
If they didn't pay attention to that, then something
right.
happened. Oh, they would
so
be so under fire.
He was banned from stepping foot on any school property in the entire district, including his son's school. So therefore, you know, he won't be able to attend any of his son's games, which is probably a good thing considering his comments. But the Camas Athletic Director, Josh Gibson, said, our top priority lies with the safety of our students, and we've been in contact with local police. Obviously, this is a clear case of very poor judgment. So why is it that we use poor judgment, in particular with social media? Things we say, photos we post.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... I, as I said earlier, really enjoy Ellen, watching Ellen every
which
day.
Which is weird to me,
I
but go ahead.
I love watching Ellen.
So
but she
weird.
Has this segment on her show where she looks up the people on her Facebook
yeah.
or on her, that are going to her show,
mm-hmm.
and she looks up their Facebooks, and then she finds the worst pictures that they could have posted, and then she shows them to the entire audience, as well as the rest of the world.
Right.
And it's like, what were you doing here? Why
yeah,
would you post that? Why would that be on your Facebook?
Sadly, that's become like such a popular bit, and it's hilarious that it gains ground, and she'll never run out of material.
She'll never run out of material, because people won't stop.
Yeah, and think about the people who now think that's hilarious, because she's actually just drawing more attention to it, and therefore people are, yeah.
It's funny, but it's also kind of disturbing.
Speaking of posting stuff on social media, I noticed this morning as I jumped on my Instagram that I was trying to, you know, I was going through my list and I was looking and I was like, you know what? I unfollowed you over the weekend.
You did unfollow me over the weekend.
Because you go crazy on Catterday.
Just
you posted
Catterday.
A bunch of cat photos on
two,
Saturday. I was tired
photos.
Of seeing three
and
photos of your cat.
One, it wasn't even my cat.
And so I decided to unfollow you to teach you a lesson.
And you didn't.
And so then today I went back to refollow you, you know, because you're my co-host and I figure, you know, why not? And it's
so
Instagram
nice.
And,
wow.
you know, figure, you know, whatever. And somehow I'm unable to refollow you.
That's,
it's got me completely blocked out.
That's so weird. What
yeah.
happened?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? So you didn't block me as a user?
No, that's childish.
Ah, that would be really childish.
What's even more childish is unfollowing me in the first place.
Static.
Yo, what up, fellas and gal?
Hey.
What up?
Hey, about that guy.
Yeah.
Made those comments. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Pretty
agreed.
Dumb. Yep.
Yeah. And for them to ban him from all the schools is definitely a good idea. I agree with that.
It's a start, right?
Yeah, it's a start.
Yeah, he says...
Thing,
go ahead.
About Joy Junction. in there that are burned down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Paradise Hills United Methodist Church is doing a twin sheet drive till Ash Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if anybody wants to drop off some twin sheets, head over to Paradise Hills Methodist Church.
That would be helpful.
Website?
Yeah.
They got a website?
They probably do, but...
All right, we'll Google it.
We'll just Google it and put it up on
Paradise Hills Methodist Church doing a twin sheet drive. That's cool.
Until Ash Wednesday.
All right, man.
Right on. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, if you hadn't heard the news, actually Joy Junction has a laundry room. Right? A laundry room, I believe?
Yeah, they had a laundry room and it...
caught fire.
Burnt down about
Big
two
fire.
Weekends ago.
Yeah, and so we had Teresa in from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission last week, and she was the one that actually broke the news to us, told us about it. And people around, it's amazing to see the community come together in a positive way.
Yeah.
The antithesis of these ridiculous comments on Facebook. So,
as well as Instagram.
So this dad.
Just kidding.
Banned from the entire school district.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am banned from your Instagram.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Sometimes we have to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
And I figure if you're going to keep playing these games, you made this rash decision to unfollow me over a cat photo.
You put up a bunch of cat photos and nobody wants to see that.
And they weren't even bad cat photos.
Yeah.
They were good cat photos. People who don't like cats liked my photos. But because you're stubborn and angry.
People who don't like cats liked your photo.
Yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah. Andrew Green.
Doesn't like cats, and he liked your photo.
Yeah, and he even commented.
He's the people you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Cool. That's fine.
I'm just saying.
I was just trying to be a friend.
That you
care.
Made a rash decision.
I did.
And you unfollow me.
And I have to pay for it for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
Darn.
You are not allowed to follow me on Instagram.
I'm not allowed to follow you on Instagram. That is so sad.
You really are sad about it, which is why you brought it up.
I am. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 9 o'clock. Coming right back. We got some Abel. We got some Amberlin. It's all on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. 9:15. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
I am so happy right now. It's been an interesting morning. We got a brand new board, and monstrous thanks to, everyone who has taken part in any of our Static Radio fundraisers.
Supported Static.
We are a listener-supported station. We have Klingons, and those are awesome people who have decided to come alongside us every single month and give... Well, any amount, really, you know, 10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever you want to give a month. And that goes towards maintenance. That goes towards fixing things. If you've been watching the webcam, our amazing engineer, Jim, is here.
Yes.
He actually just came in and he installed this entire board yesterday. And then I, of course, immediately already screwed some stuff up. So he had to come in and, you know, fix all my stuff.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So there you go. But thanks to every single person who has helped the station continue and to do what we love to do. And coming up, your opportunity to help us again.
Yes.
Actually.
February 12th.
We are 2 weeks away. That's right. 2 weeks from today.
Oh, man. Tuesday, February 12th.
Yeah.
Lobo Theater, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and Spoken.
Tickets are only $15. You can get them. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You can get them at
My Static Radio.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Right. Yeah, here's the thing. We keep going back to Adri. She's our event coordinator and asking, hey, how many tickets do we have?
We have a few more.
We do. We still do. And so good news is they are available for now. But once the theater is to capacity, it's sold out. Mm-hmm. We can't sell any more at the door. We're not going to have any extras to give away. That's it.
And as unlikely as it is... The tickets at the door will cost more.
Yeah, tickets at the door, if they are somehow miraculously available, will be more. So tickets are $15 now, $20 at the door, if they are still available. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're not, because for King and Country and Poema sold out rather quickly, and we had to turn away a couple hundred people at the door. So don't be the land of manana.
Yeah, you just
want
to get
them now. Your tickets now at mystaticradio.com.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is. Got some red letter for you right now. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Safe Haven. Song's called Blind. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Look what I got.
Look what we both got.
Hey, our new badges.
We're now official.
We officially work here. And look, I'm wearing a red hat. It matches my badge.
How does that... Oh, that's how you do it.
I don't know. I just guessed. I don't think that's right.
So we are now officially employees or what?
Yes, we officially work here now.
All right, cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we gotta wear badges now.
Can you imagine having to wear this at all times?
We're supposed to.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, it looks awful with your...
Why?
Well, it looks like you could, like, stop traffic with that.
Thanks, bro. Wow. So, it's 9:27 now. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Don't forget, tomorrow, way too early Wednesday. We also have Wednesday workday woes.
Oh, yes. And
we
it's
also
Wed Newsday.
Wed Newsday. We also have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yes. If you have anything that you would like to drop off for the Rescue Mission, you can do so here. We are a drop point.
Yeah. And earlier we had a listener call in talking about Joy Junction, another amazing ministry here that helps the homeless in transition and helps, yeah, families, helps so many. Their laundry room burned down. And so right now they are in need of, well, sheets and blankets and pillowcases.
Because one thing we don't realize is that stuff happens behind the scenes. Like they clean everything every day to make sure that these people have a clean bed to sleep in throughout the night.
So make sure you pray for Joy Junction. And then practically speaking, make sure if you've got some extra sheets,
you can bring them to...
Get some blankets.
Is it Paradise Methodist?
Paradise Hills Methodist Church. They are actually collecting stuff all the way up until Ash Wednesday. So
very cool.
Yeah, we can post information on our Facebook page when we find it.
I will. Oops. I will. I promise.
Yeah, man. So...
am I not supposed to promise something about that? Let your yes, you know me now. I'll do it.
There you go.
Yes.
Good on you. Good job.
Whoops.
I like that.
Thanks.
So, tomorrow also we're going to be talking about this topic that I'm going to talk about right now.
Okay. Wait, no! No, don't ruin it! You're ruining my show that I've planned for tomorrow.
Mitch is really excited because she has taken the reins on producing the show. And tomorrow is Mitch's first day, the full day. She's in charge of all of the topics and all of the calls.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Producing the show, so... It's going to be a very big day.
Let's just say
tomorrow
that I found the coolest thing that you could minor in college.
Ooh, wow. I like that. That's called the tease.
Yes.
That's good.
You have to wait till tomorrow.
Right now, though, we got some lights for you. Fourth Dimension. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Thrice. Anthology.
Really excited about that.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh!
Ooh!
Yes, this fits, huh? I pick the music, you pick the story. Let's see how it winds up. Okay. Go!
Huntsville police arrested a man whom officers reported attempted to rob the Starbucks coffee on Airport Road on Sunday morning. Instead of getting all the money, though, he demanded all the cash, and they instead...
Instead, he brought sexy back!
No.
Oh.
Instead...
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Instead.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if there's any music for this.
Instead. Yeah!
No.
He drove down the freeway.
Yes, he drove down the freeway with his cup of coffee. Because they offered him a cup of coffee instead.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So, wait. This dude tried to rob a Starbucks and they gave him a free cup of coffee
That's
instead?
That's all they're like... The cashier told Saudi that he was unable to open the cash drawer and then offered him a coffee instead.
And he took it?
Yeah. Saudi took the coffee and left the store. And the officers found him, so he didn't drive anywhere.
Okay.
Walking in a nearby parking lot, and then they arrested him.
With a cup of coffee.
With a cup of coffee.
So,
things that you wish you could get out of.
This is weird. What's weirder to me is the fact that he was just like, give me all your money! Sorry, we can't do that. Would you like a venti caramel macchiato instead?
Okay.
Extra whip, please. Thank you. Yes.
This is perfect.
Suckers.
Moral of the story. What's the moral of the story?
Don't try and knock off a Starbucks?
No. The moral of the story is if you want a free cup of coffee, you try and rob them first.
Oh, my God. Get out. That is not the moral of the story.
Obviously it is. I mean, you get...
You are a role model. Oh, man. So if you would like to send your hate mail, ladies, studio@mystaticradio.com. She will accept it there. All right?
I'm just...
Man. Obviously, you're joking.
And obviously he gets arrested in the end.
Say, obviously I'm joking.
Obviously I'm joking
okay,
a little bit.
Man, come on. You know that people are like taking you seriously.
I know.
People
I'm
take
joking.
Everything we say seriously.
I know. I'm so joking.
And then it's going to be on the news and some guy's going to be like, I really just wanted a free cup of coffee.
Hey.
My favorite DJ on the radio told me to rob
Starbucks
and I'd get a free cup of coffee.
And it's true. You might, but you not without consequences.
You will also
consequences.
Go to jail.
Not
you
without consequences.
You will also go to jail. Static.
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank you guys because, like, you know, I'm running low. I'm a little low on cash and really could use a cup of coffee. And so I just figured, you know what I'll do is I'll just stop off and knock off a Starbucks really quick.
This is awful.
Okay, but let me tell you something worse.
Get, maybe a double shot of espresso.
That
be on my way.
That might help your coffee needs, but you will still be low on cash because they can't open the cash drawer.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm really just in it for the coffee.
Okay.
I just want to thank you for a stellar idea, Mitch.
Yeah, no problem.
No, you're amazing.
Thank you. Shane, you
are
amazing.
I love you too.
And like I said, it's not without consequence. You may get a free cup of coffee
out of
it.
You have to deal with the consequences of your actions. Right, like this guy did. He was perky going to jail. Little pick-me-up right before they picked him up.
Yeah. As soon as you get there, you get it.
Man.
Ding.
Woo!
But yeah, so there's that story. We're done.
And with that, we are out. We will see you guys again mañana for Way Too Early Wednesday. Wednesday work woes.
Wed news day.
We've got a lot of Wednesday stuff coming up tomorrow.
And Teresa from the ABQ Rescue.
That's right. We out.
We are done.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.